Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs needs it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
And he just dumps it off for a first down. Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley.
Hour number two, It's Optional right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340, FM 105.7, always on your Fan Run Radio app. Happy Monday to you, Chance Collins, Trey Wallace, intern Matt in the building. Call us up 865-546-8200, 546-8200, taking your calls. Last hour, we talked to Dan Harrelson, talk a little bit about Diamond Vols, a little bit about the Vols at the NBA Combine. Jordan Bone.
Made some money.
Yeah.
Maybe.
These guys are going to make some money. Jordan Bone and his measurables really taking the combine by storm. All of us who thought, Jordan Bone, don't really see in a lot of drafts. Maybe just come back. Looks like he's done powered his way into talk of the first round. I talked about that. Pruitt and the boys out having a little R&R over the weekend, playing a little paintball in the practice field. That was interesting to watch. What'd you think
it
about
was,
that?
It was neat. The only thing I hate was if somebody got out there and trying to be stupid and popped an ACL or something. But, I mean,
yeah.
Other than that, it was neat. The course setup was neat. I was talking to one assistant coach. They said they had a great time. Everybody was surprised. And
nice team bonding event.
Yeah. And to see Jeremy out there rolling around and –
really getting into it out there.
Really getting into it.
He's a tactical guy.
His
he's
ass
out there.
Just wanted to take his aggression out on something. That's what he got to do.
He's the guy that shows up all decked out, like camo. I mean, like, coach.
My man was wearing
it's just paintball.
Camo.
This ain't high school anymore,
yeah.
Boys.
He's got on. Yeah. He's like mossy oaked down. He's got on the mossy oak. And you're like, coach, there's no anywhere to camouflage yourself out here. There's no trees. There's no bushes. He's like, no, this is how we hunt. And he's out there. He's definitely that guy. He's got on tactical glasses.
I mean,
he looks like a SWAT. I mean, let's be honest. Jeremy Pruitt looks like a cop.
Yeah.
He looks like cop.
The video was fantastic. Like, he knocks over this barrel of hay.
You know we're on radio.
Yeah, I know that.
They can't see the video.
No, I'll tweet it out.
I'm just saying. I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I'll tweet it out. Damn it.
There you go. You got to tweet it out.
Yeah, I know that. No, but I thought that was a neat experience. Get all the coaches together. Most of them are, you know, they're off the road right now. Have an event for where players can come in and just have a good time and not run drills and all that nonsense. I think Tennessee's got a lot of work to do when it comes to this class.
Well, I'm surprised they were playing paintball because he had some quotes the last week. Well, reason why we haven't been taking a lot of breaks and stuff like trips because we got a lot of work to do. They had a lot of breaks for spring break. They had, you know, all these other breaks he was talking about. But now it's time to get to work. So I'm surprised they're out there playing. I'm really surprised. But good.
Jeremy Pruitt set up good. The paintball just so he can win.
Oh, of course. Is Jeremy Pruitt the coach? Can you shoot him? Will he get mad?
Yeah, you can see he got popped in the side of the face.
Will he get mad? Can you go for the headshot when you're out there with Jeremy Pruitt?
I'd rather take my chances with Pruitt than Tracy Rocker.
Mm. Who would we want?
That's true.
As far as on the coaching staff, who are you assembling on your paintball team? The rump shaker?
Probably Derek Ansley.
I think he's going to be my captain. I'm also going to have
Niedermeyer's probably shot a lot of things in Alaska.
Yeah, probably. Or
I would probably go with Niedermeyer.
He's, maybe. I need some. I'm going with Pruitt because he's going to have the gusto. Like we said, he's going to be over the top out there. Definitely going with Ansley. I'm probably going with the rump shaker. And I'll probably throw T on my team as well.
I got to take David Johnson, coaching wide receivers and running backs. Got a little agility going on.
There you go. There you go. I think we could put together a squad.
I
wonder how many of the guys were out there just, God, I don't know if I can shoot coach. Might make me run later.
I'd have shot him.
Should I do it?
Do it. One of those better. Ask for forgiveness than permission.
I like that. That's what I do normally. It's kind of high roll.
NBA it would action. Be TV worthy.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at some of these mock drafts out here now and seeing Jordan Bone moved up. Anywhere. Right now we're looking at Grant Williams, the second round late pick, Admiral Schofield as well, middle second round, and Jordan Bone. And this one, I know Dan said he saw one where he had crept into late first round. I've got Jordan Bone, and this one is on SI.com. Their newest NBA mock draft 8.0 that just came out about 3 hours ago. Got Jordan Bone going late in the second round to who?
So let me pick.
Go ahead, guess.
The Warriors.
Nope. Matt, late second round.
Late second.
Pelicans.
Going to the Bucks.
Raptors.
Damn.
Got Grant Williams, early first round. Going to the Bulls via the Grizzlies. I would love that. Come on, Grant. Go to Chicago. And then Admiral Schofield, which has dropped somewhat, going to the Hawks. He must not have had a good combine performance. Going to the Hawks second round via the Hornets pick that they have.
Now that we're on this subject.
Please.
I would like to say that I whipped Joe Butte. In that poll last week.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Well,
for?
I'm sorry. You asked for it last week.
Did I ask for it today?
Last week. I don't
didn't
care.
Ask for it today
I can go
at
back
all.
Look at the damn results.
Nobody
I
even
forgot what the results
nobody
were.
Even asked for those results, Trey Wallace.
Will you tune into the NBA more because of Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield being drafted? 66% say yes, 34% say no. 1,000 votes.
Well.
Do you plan to watch more of the NBA in 2019 as Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield will be drafted? That was a Fox Sports Knoxville, 64-36.
Well, you know how I feel about Twitter.
Well, then you're okay.
Ass about Twitter.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
The video's out there now. You
like
go
that
out,
one? You like that one, didn't you? I got a couple in the arsenal over here. My guy Mike Gundy always helps me out when I think about the Twitter trolls.
Who would win?
Excuse me. Oh, did you go full Mike Gundy right there?
Who would win?
That was full Mike Gundy.
Who would win?
I know who that was. Hey, Mike. Good to see you.
The video's up. I just posted it.
Looking for a new race this offseason?
Yeah, no kidding. Who would be more aggressive out there, Kirby Smart or Jeremy Pruitt?
Oh, on the paintball?
Yeah, or any kind of challenge. How could we capture the flag?
I think Jeremy. Even though I think Kirby would win. I feel like Kirby Smart, Vol fans don't hate me, I feel like Kirby Smart's probably more athletic. But I feel like Jeremy has more of the instinct.
Well, Muschamp would probably roll out there with a real gun.
Yeah. Now, if we're putting Will Muschamp
thought
in there,
we were here to party, boys.
Yeah, he might. He's like Ozzy Osbourne crazy.
Just took my pre-workout.
Yeah. He's the guy you hit. He's like one of those guys in the movies hitting the face and then you just – rocks back and does nothing to him. Like, what the hell's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, that would be – I think it would be a lot of fun. Let's see. Nick Saban, his ass be on the sideline yelling at folks. Gus Malzahn, he'd be drawing up plays.
Yeah, he's too tactical.
Chad Morris drawing
Gus Malzahn
up plays.
Is back there.
Dan Mullen
this
on
is
the
what
side,
we
got to
do, boys.
On.
We need to flank the right, flank the left. We're going to go down the center. Gus, like, no, Gus, this is just paintball, coach. Let's just go get him.
Ed Orgeron be throwing those paintball grenades.
You
got to get out behind that damn body there, man.
I'd actually like – I wouldn't mind Ed Orgeron on my squad. He drinks a lot of Red Bull, going to have a lot of energy out there.
All right, man, we got to start out there for that crawfish over here.
So I'd take Jimbo Fisher. No.
Jimbo's not going to be good at that. Jimbo does hunt, though. He's a big hunter, but I don't think – but that's like sitting there when some come across, shoot it, and he's not going to be agile out there.
Dan Mullen? I think Dan would be a – an interesting mark. I think it would suck at being a marksman. But he had to learn something in Starkville after all those years. Mark Stoops?
He could be the coach. Don't like he's just going to coach and supervise. What is he really going to do for me? I don't think he's going to be too like competitive out there.
Derek Mason.
I'll take Derek Mason on my squad. Yeah. I definitely take Derek Mason on my squad.
Matt Luke.
He's another one up there. He's a coach of one of the squads.
Good point.
But, yeah, I'm taking Derek Mason. I'm telling you, my squad, Dan Mullen, he's a wild card. He is actually a wild card. It's like he's one of those guys. It's like Joe Ingles of the Utah Jazz. Doesn't look like he's supposed to be a basketball player. Dan Mullen, looks like he might be supposed to be a preacher, an accountant, or an insurance salesman, but pretty smart football mind. But he looks like he's supposed to be in those other jobs, as I said. So I think he actually is probably pretty damn athletic, and we just don't know it. He wears a lot of Jordans. Love his shoe game. Yeah. I'm probably taking Dan Mullen on my squad, too. And you know
I think
who,
Mark Stoops would be pretty good.
You know who nobody's taking? Joe Moorhead.
No.
What am I going to do with him?
No.
Tell him I'm going to do it with you, Joe.
Joe, go get the orange slices. Yeah.
Joe is the equipment man. You bring all the guns, Joe. You get all the paintball guns.
Is he the guy you roll out to run out and try to get him to come out so you can blast everybody else?
Joe is the decoy.
He'd be the refill manager.
Yeah, he's our decoy. He's our equipment manager. He's something like that. He's not really stepping on the battlefield.
Mark Stoops could be one pissed off dude, so I'd probably have Mark Stoops on my team as well.
I feel like, but he's like the type of pissed off. He's like Will Muschamp pissed off. Maybe you put them on opposite teams or the same squad and you get an advantage, or probably opposite teams and you just let them go after each other. They look like they're the type of guys, you're like, hey, we got this plan. This is what we're going to attack. Attack the South, attack the North, whatever. And they just run in there and they're done. You know? And that's it. And that's it for those guys.
I can't get over watching Jeremy Pruitt try to get behind this hay barrel. And he knocks over the hay barrel as he's trying to hide.
Is he trying to, like, does he try to do a tactical roll?
Yeah, kind of.
Are
it
you
right
doing
here.
It again?
Watch it.
Nobody
there
else
it
can see it.
I don't care.
Me.
I've tweeted it out. Look at him trying to dive behind it.
Get inside the head. See, that's what I'm saying. He's very competitive.
My man has shot a lot of things. So, I mean, it would. My roster would be, it'd be Ed Orgeron. It would probably be Kirby, Jeremy.
Kirby.
And then I would have Gus as my play
the
caller.
Gus Bus.
Gus as my play caller. My sharpshooters would be Jeremy and Kirby. And then my all-around, I'm going to go kill you with my bare hands, would be Ed Orgeron.
Mm. Put too much spice in the gumbo. Yeah, I mean, Ed Orgeron, he's telling you, he's going to be all jacked up on energy
drinks.
No,
that would just be how I would
Red
roll
Bull,
with it.
Monster,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think it's a smart play to have that. Nick Saban, he'd be pretty horrible at it.
But Nick Saban's going to bring
now,
an intimidation factor
match,
out there.
I'm taking Nick Saban.
Maybe even basketball.
Nick Saban's my number one pick.
He's a pretty good hooper. It's known. He can ball.
He's pretty good, like, free throw shooter. Whatever.
I heard he's got a mean jumper from the elbow.
He's my golfer. He's my one pick in golf. Jeremy Pruitt, he'd be probably my last pick in golf.
Lane Kiffin, you think he'd be pretty good out there?
No, because he'd be off the sides with the water girls.
Well. Well, you got a lot of faith in Lane.
Sorry, Lane.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Tell him what you really think about him.
I don't. No, I'm just saying he's single, ready to mingle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't hate the player.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Lane Kiffin, he got DeAndre Francois today.
He did. Breaking news.
Walk on.
Yeah.
He told that kid, look, I can't give you a scholarship, but you're asking walk on if you want to.
He's going to play. Think he'll start.
I don't know because the other quarterback's suspended right now.
I think he'll start. Lane Kiffin can probably do a lot of good with him. I think that would probably be good for him. I mean, what hurt him was obviously Jimbo leaving him, and I mean the injury is what hurt him the worst. Alabama killed him that opening game 2 years ago. He was supposed to be, you know, a potential Heisman candidate. That was supposed to be Florida State's year where they were supposed to be right there with Alabama and be a potential playoff contender, and he gets killed the first game. And that kind of rocked the season. That's kind of what I think led Jimbo to leave. You know, he saw not getting what he wanted to from the administration, so to say. I'll talk about that. And then you've seen your team depleted, and you still don't have an offensive line. So, Florida State's offensive line killed DeAndre Francois, so hopefully he lands back on his feet because I thought he had a hell of an arm, and with the right coach, and Jimbo had him on the right path, it's just he couldn't get protected, and he was out there literally being killed. He was getting killed on the football field every single time.
I got to give Garantano credit, though, because, you know, he got killed last season, too, with our line.
Yeah.
But you never saw him slapping his O-lineman's hands away when they were trying to help him up afterwards.
But you deal with that for 2 years. Francois, like, it's different. Garantano, very tough. Not a lot of expectations on that. Francois and that Florida State team, there was a lot of expectations, especially the year he got hurt. And he dealt with that. You remember the year that they – in his freshman year when he beat Miami, and he just kept getting killed. Like, it was one of the roughest games for a quarterback, and he just kept getting back up, and he kept getting back up. So I would say there, he dealt with it for 2.5 years, and he was finally like, guys, block for me. So I don't know. I didn't really mind that, because I think everybody's frustration, if you were a State fan or if you were just a football fan, like, dude, like, somebody block for this kid. Like, somebody. So I understand that.
Kit Harrington, is that the guy who plays Jon Snow?
That is correct, sir.
He told everybody to then go F themselves.
Well,
all the haters.
All the haters. Hey, man, haters are going to hate. If you ain't got a couple haters, what are you doing in life?
They're still trying to climb this thing. Oh, they got it.
Did somebody
get it? They got to the top.
Like, how many people?
Hell, I don't know. There you go. Like, just one.
And once again, you were talking about videos.
No, I've retweeted the video, so everybody can see the video. Yes, everybody's seen the video of the Naval Academy kids that are trying to climb the Herndon Monument.
Okay.
They got to the top.
Okay.
Somehow. I have no idea. And then some guy, I guess he decided to get drunk in Paris this morning, and he started climbing the Eiffel Tower on the outside.
Why do you think he's got to be drunk? Could he just be like the Alex Swan guy, solo, whatever?
He managed to get near the top of the tower. He started at the second floor. Because usually they let those people do that. If they want to climb the tower, they set up something.
Like the cops are out there.
Yeah, he ain't out there free soloing. Good God.
Yes, I'm just saying. Like, I thought maybe he was free soloing.
No, he wasn't free soloing the Eiffel Tower.
Why not?
Chance, Matt, taking you home. Appreciate everybody so much. We'll be back tomorrow. Loaded up phone lines and guests and all that fun stuff. I have Aaron Torres join us tomorrow. Talk about the bachelor party, all that good stuff.
Do it.
Probably Nick Bromberg. Back on the other side. Chance, him take you home. Peace.
For 85 years...
century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess
welcome back to It's Optional. Right here on Fox Sports Knoxville, Chance Collins. Got my guy Matt in here with me, gonna take you home, get you set up for the drive coming up after us, 3 to 6. Trey Wallace had to step out, go handle some business. He'll be making his slow journey to the drive, like we were talking about that. That's happening soon. Everything's getting kicked off officially Tuesday after Memorial Day. That's May 28th next week. Trey will be sitting in tomorrow, though, I believe, with the drive as well to help out. But, yeah, the Blitz, that's going to start May 28th. That's going to be myself, Brandon Orrick, also Rick Butler, my guy Matt. He's going to be helping us out. He's going to be our producer running the board, new board op added to the Fan Run family. Making that jump 10 to 12, 10 to noon, rather, to be more politically correct. 10 to noon, followed by Talk Sports. You guys heard they're moving 12 to 3. Drive's going to still stay 3 to 6, obviously, with Trey joining Russell and the Bear, and then Tanner Carson taking you home as the cleanup 6 to 8, getting you right. 13 hours of local programming. Still doing that. Still killing the game with 13 hours of local programming for you. I'm really excited, though. What you talked about, I mean, we'll talk about this briefly. I mean, it's just an exciting time. We're getting, like, everything behind the scenes. Everything's getting going for the Blitz. Like I say, all these wheels turning. And it's been a long time. You know, got my start on the 6 to 8 show. It was called Cover 2 at one point. Then jumped to the drive of Russ for a couple years. Left for a couple months, go into the chef life, did that for a little bit, and was still like doing some filling stuff. Got on with Trey, 1 to 3, been doing this. Now going to the morning, I filled in some 7 to 10 for 3 and out before and even a little midday, but it's going to be a little jump coming in here, punching that clock at 9 early. It's not early. All right, dude. Yeah, you can say it's not early. Not everybody. It wouldn't be early if I didn't work so hard and I didn't work two jobs. It probably wouldn't be early for me. I'm an early riser, too. I like waking up early. I enjoy waking up 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, just like all of you out there, getting my day started and actually having the entire day. But, you know, hard working man, work two jobs, work a night job, and then, like, yeah, it's a little tough, but I ain't complaining. I'm just saying, for anybody, like, not an early chance, it's going to be early to me, not to you. So that's going to be a lot of fun, though. Matt, you excited?
Oh, dude, I'm thrilled. I'm very excited to get rocking and rolling. And
Matt's done a great job here for us. He's going to be excited to even pump him into, like I said, even more of an come on here. Obviously, still the intern position. He still has his intern wings. He'll have to keep those for a while. But, yeah, like, you know, for him to jump in, and he's jumped in right on the board, been knocking it out the park, and wanted to bring him along with me. I told him, man, you're coming with me. You're coming with me. You're not going anywhere else. You got to come with me. You got to be ready for the 10 to noon slot, too. So we're really excited about that. I'm going to keep telling you about this every day. Probably going to tweet about it every day. It's even on my Twitter profile headline right now. The Blitz starts May 28th. That's right. Again, if you have not heard, if you're just tuning in, the Blitz will start May 28th, 10 to noon. Myself, Brandon Ork, Rick Butler. 2 hours, jam-packed. All the sports headlines your little heart can consume. And at the same time, everything Tennessee. It's going to be high energy. It can't be the Blitz and be like, hey, guys. How are you today? In the sports world today, this is what happened up on the hill in Rocky Top. No, it's going to be like, hey, it's the Blitz, 10 to 12. How you doing? You know, it's going to be a lot of that. No, it's really going to be high octane. Like I say, excited to work with Rick, too. I've worked with Brandon a little bit, but worked with Rick a lot. It kind of helped train him on the drive. So really pumped about that. Again, May 28th, put it on your calendar, put it on your reminder, the Blitz, May 28th, right here, Fan Run Radio. So, tonight, Trailblazers trying to avoid the sweep. I still think the gentleman sweep is going to happen. I think sometimes the Warriors just give it to teams like, we feel sorry for you.
Here's one for you.
Here's
your cookie.
Here's one for you just to say we gave you one, just to let you know that we're so much better than you. Like, we feel like taking a break. Either way, but at the same time, you look at it, they probably want to go ahead and get it done, get it out the way, so they can get as much rest as they is like too. So maybe get back Boogie, maybe get back also Kevin Durant. So all hands on deck for them. Also, other news: Magic Johnson, burn it down on the way out. Irvin Magic Johnson, Lakers revered family member, star. The Lakers love him. But he does not love Rob Pelinka. And he had talked about that on his way out briefly whenever he just impromptu, hey, I'm done. He had kind of talked about, alluded to some backstabbing, but said that, yeah, the recent departure, he went on First Take today, a recent departure as Lakers president, a lot had to do with Rob Pelinka backstabbing him. And he said that the final straw also was, I guess, when they wanted him to go ahead and fire Luke Walton. Rob Pelinka, low budget, not even low budget stunt double. Pretty middle of the line low budget stunt double for Rob Lowe.
Ooh, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like
you've seen, you know who Rob Lowe is, right? Now, if you guys do not know who Rob Pelinka is, Google Rob Pelinka, then Google Rob Lowe. They're long lost brothers somehow.
You think Magic's trying to take a little more of that bad guy rhetoric off of his back, the way he just kind of deuced on him?
Yeah, Pelinka, I mean, yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's weird that Magic Johnson would do this to an organization that you feel like, that I'm sure he has a lot of respect for. I mean, to what Dr. Buss did for his career, has done for him over the years. It's really odd. It's really odd that this happened. So, obviously, there was some bad blood between him and Rob Pelinka. Pelinka even responded to it today. According to Bleacher Report NBA sector, Rob Pelinka calls Magic Johnson's comments about the backstabbing, quote, disheartening and simply not true, says that they actually talked 2 days ago. So, we'll see how that plays out. 865-546-8200-546-8200. Let's take a phone call. Who we got?
We got Westchester.
Westchester in the building. What's up, you NASCAR loving?
Well, I had to call in because it didn't take you long after Trey left you in charge to talk NASCAR. Is this or to talk NBA? Is this what we got to look forward to from 10 to 2 every day for 2 hours?
I mean,
this is your show, right?
I mean, I'm a featured host on the show. It's not just my show. It's my show. It's Brandon's show. It's Rick's show. But no, I mean, like, hey, Westchester, what's going on right now? The NBA playoffs.
I know.
What's the big headline? If you want to talk NASCAR, we can talk. The only thing that excites me about NASCAR is the fact that, what was it, Clint Bowyer and Ryan Newman over the weekend? Yeah. Now, that's exciting. I've been saying all along they should just let NASCAR drivers fight all the damn time. You want to get people back to watching the sport on television. You want to get people to come to the stands, and you want to promote your sport because it's kind of dying, and you kind of need a gimmick. Let them fight.
Set up a ring in the infield.
Whenever it happens, let them fight. Yeah, maybe in the cool-off period like they have, maybe they should have a ring, and you can go in there and put on some gloves, and you guys can
handle
your
beef.
Business. Like, man, what do you think about that, Westchester?
I think you're actually on to something, and the reason that it would work is if you look at the camera angle from – him throwing blows at him when he's in the car. Hey, that could be total WWE style. We don't know that those connected or not, but it looks good on TV.
Yeah.
Let him start writing. You know, get somebody from WWE creative that's tired of their job and hire them. Start writing storylines.
Hey,
keep the racing real. Keep the racing real. Don't screw with that. But let's have a little off the track fun. You know?
Hey, you need some storylines to kind of improve your sport. I think baseball, they should allow more fighting than what they do old school, too, just because, hey, man, something's got to happen for these sports.
My problem with baseball is warnings to the bench. You should be able to hit somebody back. You know, if a pitcher hits one of your guys, you should be able to hit somebody back. And then you're done.
If you peg a batter just because he hit a home run, I think he absolutely has the right to come hit you in the face.
It's kind of a cowardly move. Hit somebody. Yeah. He hit somebody because they hit a home run. I know that's the you know, silent rules of baseball, but it's like, hey, dude, be a better pitcher. Not my fault you hung that curveball. Not my fault you piped that fastball with no movement and I put it into the upper deck. Be a better pitcher. Do your job better.
If you're physically in the strike zone and he's trying to back you off the plate,
That's a different story. Give me a little chin music, but it's also my right to get on that to get up on the plate and for you to make you pitch it to where I want it in the zone. That's also my right too. Make a tighter strike zone because I'm crowding the plate on you.
Hey, when I looked at that logo for the show, Brandon's the middle linebacker right there. He's coming up the middle. And then you're which side are you on? You're on strong side or weak side?
Strong side.
I figured because, I mean, yeah, that kind of makes sense. We just talked three.
Are you slandering the Blitz? Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. He can't come on here and slander Fan Run Radio's newest local programming concept and slander my guy Rick Butler or my guy Brandon Orrick. That will not be tolerated, Westchester. And you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. 865-546-8200. The audacity of that guy. Acts like I do not. I am the one that knocks right here, sir. I am the one who knocks.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
865-546-8200. 546-8200. Take a quick time out. Tell you about a troubled quarterback recently just picked up in the NFL. Kind of surprising he got another job. You're listening to It's Optional right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. This is Jesse. No, it's not Jesse's girl. This is
I want a feeling,
right? Just what I needed.
Just what I needed.
See, I'm never great at the song trivia. Things 90s, 2000s, I feel like that's from the 80s. I'm pretty good at the 70s, but I often, like, when it comes to the soft classical rock, kind of not my forte. 865-546-8200. Westchester says, I didn't say anything mean about the show. I'm excited for the Blitz. I don't know. There's a little innuendo there. I felt like there was a little innuendo there. A lot of subliminal messages. I just had to get you out of here. Sometimes it's like that. I work in a business, too, in my other job. Sometimes people aren't really being that bad, but they're just almost there, and they're kind of acting an ass. I'm just like, you got to go. You gotta go.
You ain't gotta go home, but you ain't staying
here. Yeah, but
here.
You can't stay here. Come back tomorrow. That's what I tell him, Matt. I say, come back tomorrow. Hey, buddy, go home for the night. Come back tomorrow. We'll be good. You come back tomorrow. Everything will be all right. Big news, I was saying, breaking news. It's not the biggest breaking news, but the Colts have signed Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly's nephew, Chad Kelly. Chad Kelly, was a tryout player in the team's mini camp earlier this month. Everybody knows all the off-the-field problems that he had. He was given a shot by the Broncos. Acted like he might have taken that job at one point. Elway kind of liked him. And then he was released by the Broncos a day after being arrested for criminal trespassing, entering a couple's home in October of last year. He was a seventh-round pick by the Broncos in 2017. He pleaded guilty to that misdemeanor second-degree criminal trespassing, and he was sentenced to 1 year of supervised probation and 50 hours of community service. Also, if you remember back in college, he was kicked off Clemson's football team for arguing with coaches during the spring game. He also pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct after he was arrested for a bar fight in 2014. He was another fight at his brother's high school football game. I remember that, seeing the videos of that in New York in October of 2016. You could see him being held back by the coaches. And, yeah, he's kind of had an up-and-down life. Kind of, you know.
Track record's looking like a CVS receipt.
Yeah, then he had the assault rifle thing, too. I think that was the Clemson stuff, the disorderly conduct. Jim Kelly and Colts coach Frank Reich, they were teammates with the Bills, though, from 86 to 94. So it looks like, you know, trying to give him a shot, trying to see if he can make the roster, be the third string. Andrew Luck is his backup is Jacoby Brissett, and he'll compete with Philip Walker to be the third-string quarterback. But a quick note is the Colts only kept two quarterbacks on their active roster last season, with Philip Walker being on the practice squad. So at least Chad Kelly's getting a position to, I guess, compete for practice squad minutes. So we'll see if this works out for him or if he'll be released once again. 865-546-8200. Let's go ahead and take a call from my friend, your friend, the mayor of South Knoxville. Phil, how you doing, Philly?
What do you say, Chance?
I can't call it, man, and I can't complain, because if I did, nobody would listen, or maybe you guys would listen.
How are you and Matt doing?
We're doing good. Doing good in
another
here.
Day in paradise,
y'all,
man.
Y'all holding on strong there. That's good. I mean, you get all that talk that Trey and Winchester and Bear Bryant like at NASCAR, get it off the radio. It's
oh,
good show, man.
Goodness. We'll be talking. Yeah, Phil, you know, when you come to the Blitz, you might hear a little bit of NASCAR. Maybe.
Really?
Maybe once out of an entire 12 to 16-month span. You know what you're going to hear, Phil. You're going to hear a lot of Tennessee stuff. It's going to be upbeat, a lot of NFL. We'll talk a little NBA, just like probably see what the Vols are doing, you know, follow those guys. Really going to try to really reel it in on more college basketball. I feel like a lot of our shows do a good job of talking a lot of, you know, college basketball, but I feel like we could do it a little bit more, try to bring on a lot of guys, more guests, try to get more coaches in here to really, because I think we do really well when we had a lot, like with the Rob Lanier interview, I remember was really good, a lot of fun. We get a lot of these coaches.
Kim English is good.
English is good. Like, I'd like to see a lot more of those guys and really just, like, get some former athletes in here. I've been talking to trying to get maybe like a Friday thing with some former Vols. I don't want to give you too much sneak peek, but I've been actually talking a lot to CJ Black.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a connection with him, maybe trying to get a basketball segment with him and some other former Vols whenever basketball season comes back. And even before basketball, just kind of to preview, I want to bring back, you know, guys like him and Ron Slade to really talk. And obviously Chris Lofton, we've got a connection with him
yeah.
here at the station. So I want to bring back a lot of those guys, Steve Hammer, all those guys. We want to really talk to a lot of those guys.
Yeah, I'd like to get somebody – y'all get somebody that's – into about UT basketball recruiting. This is like nobody in town knows
you know,
about it.
We do, and maybe even like, you know, some of those five-star preps guys, and we need to get a couple homers on here, you know, especially some homers on like you say, some Friday, Saturdays going into the weekend, really talk maybe picking some games and stuff like that when basketball season comes around, really talk about Vols basketball. So, yeah, for sure, Phil, you ain't going to be a lot of NASCAR talk. Don't worry about
no,
that.
No, I agree with you on that, but what's wrong with football? They can't get no recruits to stay? I mean, what's the deal? I mean,
yeah, losing another recruit. We talked about that earlier. Tennessee loses another recruit today. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I feel like you got to show them something still. Is that where you think we're at, Matt?
I think Saban's
a lot
in
of
his
doubt.
Head, because they just offered him last week, didn't they?
Yes. Well, Alabama offered him?
Uh-huh, correct.
Well, that shows you how bad we are now.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, we could at least hold our own. Now yeah. we're, you know.
Well, they've got an uphill battle. Yeah, Ebony Jackson, that's who we were talking about earlier. 2020 running back has decommitted from Marietta, Georgia. Man, you love those Marietta prospects too, man. I really those Georgia prospects. But, yeah, like you say, Alabama's looking at him. He's, I guess, they kind of swooped in and got him there. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, back in the day, Tennessee could fend off Alabama. Yep. They could fend off Georgia. But you're going to have trouble fending off the South Carolinas right now. I mean, of course, Florida always been, you know, tough with them too. But you just don't have anything to show for it yet, Phil. He's got to come in here and win some games this season to really help out his recruiting progress for years to come.
Oh, yeah, he needs to do better than everybody thinks. I mean, you know, I guess everybody's projecting what, 6 or 7 wins.
Yeah, 7 wins.
Best case scenario. I think mean, 8 wins would really be putting this program back to, you know, where we get some excitement in it again.
Yeah, 8 wins, to me, I've said it before, like Tennessee fans, you treat 8 wins almost like a 9 to 10 win season. It's not that, obviously, and we shouldn't have expectations that low. But when you're talking about when you're 4-8, and then you're 5-7. If they jump to 8 wins this year, that's pretty good, and that's almost representative of a 9-10 win season for me. It's likely it's going to be 6 or 7 games, but by God, he needs to have about at least 7 for sure. If he doesn't get 7 wins, don't you think? I would say he goes into the next year on a little bit of a hot seat.
Well, I do too, but as long as Garantano's the quarterback, they're going to be on the hot seats. Well, I look, I mean, I don't have any confidence in that guy. I mean,
me neither.
I hate to be that way, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's – like, we got a lot of flack last season because I was very critical of him. You don't have a quarterback. And then this – and then college football and the NFL, you don't have a quarterback, you don't have anything. I mean, let's look at the last teams to win the title. Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, Alabama, Tua. Even before Tua, we're looking at Deshaun Watson, guys who can go out and change a game by themselves, guys that can go on to the next level and do potentially pretty well. You got to have a quarterback. I can't – you look back when Florida State won it when I was all excited, 2013, they had Jameis. And although he hasn't really panned out in the NFL, he was a guy that when he had the ball in his hands, you always thought you had a chance to win. Garantano, nobody sees that. We're just going to be honest. Like, you just do not know. Now, can he get better protection and can he be better? Sure. But he's not ever going to be a Trevor Lawrence. He's not ever going to be a Tua Tagovailoa. He's probably not ever going to be a Nick Fitzpatrick. Like, he's never going to be guys like that.
Yeah, his ceiling is 6 wins. How about that?
His ceiling is 7 wins, we hope. Oh. But, yeah, you're right. It's probably 6 wins. For Jeremy Pruitt's sake, he probably hopes it to be 7. But he's probably just a 6-6 quarterback. What really can he do for you? He might have been highly touted coming out of high school. But whatever happened, I don't know if he's in the wrong scheme. Even though he was supposed to be one of the premier dual threats, have you seen anything to tell you that he's a hell of a runner? Like, like, come on. Like, has anybody seen that? I ain't seen it. I ain't even seen him bust out a run. I was like, you know what? He is pretty damn fast, no.
No. I'm going to get off here. I wonder if W will show up on time this week.
Let's hope so. See you, Phil. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Yeah, just thinking about that. He's not really a dual threat. Like, who's ranking these guys sometimes? Like, I guess he killed it in high school, and I'm sure he did. This is big boy football now. And I try to be critical of Jared Garantano. But if you got faith in him and you think he's taking us to the promised land, I saw you some, what was it? Some
beachfront property in Idaho.
Yeah, some beachfront property in Idaho. South Dakota, wherever, Antarctica. I got it for you. And we got so much property, if that's how you feel. I'm sorry, but it ain't happening, people. 865-546-8200. Last call on the other side. We'll try to come back with a little news of the day with some headlines for you. Listen to It's Optional, and we're on Fan Run Radio. Last call. Last call on the program. 5 more days, people. 5 more days of It's Optional. Bittersweet. Bittersweet. But, in case you forgot, the Blitz. May 28th.
May 28th.
Tuesday. 10 to noon. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt. 865-546-8200. Then we got time to take a couple more calls before we get to some news of the day. Let's go take a call from T-Carp. T-Carp, you are on It's Optional. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? You all right?
I'm great. I'm great, sir. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Man, I still want to continue this Garantano talk. I don't know.
You love me and you. Me and T-Carp, we got a lot of flack for talking bad about Garantano last year. He jumped on board with me. We were both mad.
Yes. No, I had to swallow my pride a little bit and give him some credit on the Auburn game. But here's the thing. The guy can't play quarterback. Trey has broken it down to levels beyond scientific. But my thing with him, and I don't know if, Matt, if you've heard, the best thing for Tennessee is for him to play the first part of the schedule and then Trout or Maurer to play the back half of the schedule and be ready for the 2020 season.
Oh.
Like, okay, if we don't make a dramatic – there needs to be – we can't keep doing the same thing. There needs to be a dramatic change. What if –
T-Carp.
But he's not good.
Yeah, we missed that last part. What did you say? What if what?
What if Clemson said Trevor Lawrence was good, but he wasn't that good? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you've got – everyone's like, oh, you got to be loyal to Garantano. He's so tough.
No, you don't.
And you got to
– not in sports.
Exactly.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Like, we're talking about millions of jobs and we're talking – or millions of dollars. Also, guys, if we don't do well and we have to get rid of Pruitt – in the next couple of years, dude, there's going to be 30,000 people in the stadium for the next 5 to 10. I'm not even being or joking about it. I'm serious.
No, I'm with you. There's, I mean, we've saw the apathy whenever the coaching search and just through the last couple of years with, you know, the way things have been handled, you know, just underperforming, mediocrity. It's tough. Thank you for the call, T-Carp. It's really tough on fans, and it's tough to follow along and to be excited about the future, especially about this season, whenever you know what you have at the quarterback position. And like I'm saying, like you could say it's, you know, it's negativity that I'm speaking right now. I'm being a little hard on a kid. Yeah, he's a kid. He's a college kid. Same time, it's big boy football. And no matter what anybody says, is he a competitor? Correct. Is he tough? Also correct. Is he likely the best option for Tennessee at this moment? As much as I hate to say it, also likely correct. But does he give Tennessee the best? Are they competing for the East with him? Nah, or will they ever, you know, be the Tennessee that they once were with him at the quarterback position? It's just one of those things. He's not going to move the needle. He's more of a mid-level game manager, and it's tough to even say that he's that because the proof is in the pudding, man. As I always say, men lie, women lie, numbers never lie. Numbers don't lie. I'm a big numbers guy. I got a minor in political science and also accounting. Big numbers guy. I've always, you know, had some management jobs and, you know, always surrounded by numbers. Big numbers guy. Numbers don't lie, man. The numbers do not lie. You can do the research yourself. You can do all the deep dives in this. He hasn't done anything that is going to present you as he is the next best thing or he's going to take Tennessee 8-10. If he does this season, I'll come on here and I'll eat my words. I promise I will. I've said that before. And when he won the Auburn game, I ate my words, came on him, gave him a lot of respect for that. It was a big win for his career. Probably the biggest win that he's ever going to have. But until then, he is what he is. And that's just what it is. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to go ahead and get on, let's go ahead and get some news of the day. It's about that time. It's been a while. Fast. Been a couple days. Been like a week since we actually went to news of the day. Okay, starting right off the top, Matt. Today, National Rescue Dog Day. Always adopt, never shop, people. Always adopt, never shop. I'm big on the rescue dog day. I got my dog from the Humane Society. I've also had dogs in the past, from, you know, previous animal shelters, Young Williams. Always adopt, never shop. National Rescue Dog Day. It's also National Pick Strawberries Day. You like picking strawberries?
Yeah, I used to. It's one of the things I used to do with my grandparents back in the day.
I was going to say, like, that's something that I used to do with my grandmother, too, and also my uncle. He used to work in a strawberry farm. He used to bring my mom fresh strawberries every week. A lot of my family was farmers, so, like, yeah, big into picking strawberries. Other news, Magic Johnson went on First Take this morning and burned it down. Said the Lakers GM Rob Pelinka was backstabbing him in an appearance on ESPN's First Take. Got very candid about the recent departure from the Lakers. Also went on to say the LeBron trade rumors were not true. Pelinka responded with, "It's disheartening," and he said that it's not true as well. Said he actually talked to Magic Johnson a couple days ago. In other news, Game of Thrones finale was last night. Fans not so happy, Matt.
No, not very happy at all.
Everybody wished it could have ended a little bit better. A spoiler alert: the king is not who you thought it was going to be. The one sitting on the Iron Throne. Let's say he can only sit, he cannot stand. That's all I'll say right now.
The
also,
ones who put money on him on those Vegas bets made some cash.
Made some good cash. Also, someone left another plastic bottle, well, not another, but left a plastic bottle this time in the King's Landing scene at the end with the playoff football committee in Game of Thrones. In other news, Redskins linebacker Reuben Foster suffers an apparent knee injury during the first day of OTAs. And in the entertainment world, Westworld. You a Westworld fan?
I like Westworld.
Westworld Season 3 will feature a new face. They teased a 2020 return today for the sci-fi drama in its third season. And they will have Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad. That's a big one. Also, the trailer offered the first look at new characters played by Aaron Paul, Kid Cudi, Lena Waithe, and former NFL running back, I only came here so I didn't get fined, Marshawn Lynch. That's right, people. Marshawn Lynch will be in Westworld Season 3. I am so excited. Marshawn Lynch, I only came so I didn't get fined, will be there. Also, in other news, ex-FSU starting quarterback DeAndre Francois is transferring to FAU and the Fighting Owls to team up with one Lane Kiffin and the Lane Train.
Transfer you.
Transfer you, baby. Good show today. Good job by Matt. Drive Guys coming up next right here 3-6. They'll have you locked in, followed by the Overtime Boys 6-8, Tanner Carson. Just in case you've forgotten, the Blitz, May 28th, next Tuesday, people.
Feel like you're paying too much for insurance? Let Redbeard Insurance Group help.